If you're a regular listener, you've probably heard some of the stories in the NPR series First Books. And chances are you've heard about the challenges that confront a first-time author, like facing that blank page, finding the discipline to sit down and write, or getting a publisher. First-time novelist Xiaolu Guo faced a more fundamental challenge. She set out to write a novel in English while she was learning the language. The resulting book tells its story through definitions. It's called A Concise Chinese-English Dictionary for Lovers. Rick Kleffel of member station KUSP in Santa Cruz, California, spoke with Xiaolu for our story.
Thinking in your native language is so instinctive that for most people, it's hard to imagine attempting to write a book in another. Xiaolu Guo came to London from Beijing on a scholarship and found herself immersed in a new language.
So when I came here, the first 6 months, I was just automatically collecting all the vocabularies, all the funny phenomena I met in my daily life. And I thought, that's very natural, you know, that would be the base of my new book.
In this reading from the novel, A Concise Chinese-English Dictionary for Lovers, the main character Zhuang has met a man. When she asks to see where he lives and he replies, be my guest, she learns a new word.
Misunderstanding. Fail to understand properly. That's how all start, from a misunderstanding. When you say guest, I think you're meaning I can stay in your house. A week later, I move out from my Chinese landlord. I not really have anything. Only big wheel missing suitcase.
Xiaolu had actually already been published in mainland China when she arrived in the UK, but the differences between the English language and Chinese were considerable.
When you write a Chinese character, you can picturize that object. If you write down a word, moon, in Chinese is yue, and then you see the moon, the shape, in your writing. If you try to express something in English, you need to be very sharp. So I think that's a difficulty for me to write with a new language, especially in this English language. It's complete different brain. And in a way, I need to kind of wash out the Chinese sensibility.
The novel uses language itself as a plot point.
As my English goes along, my character become mature, and which is very parallel, comfortable, because as my days in England moves, I understand more and more what I'm doing and what I'm writing.
Xiaolu found herself facing an unusual challenge. She had to recreate her own inexperience with the language.
Eventually, I need to go back to the younger her, the younger character when she just arrived. I need to re-grasp those moments, those, you know, shocking moments, those fresh moments, those confusing moments when she just arrived.
Though she was a published and even celebrated author in China, Xiaolu found the prospect of seeking publication in England daunting.
England is a very literature country. They have great authors, and they have their own system to publish their own authors. And there's difficulty for them to see a foreign author try to use their own language, but in such an absurd way.
Xiaolu worried that the book's dictionary-style format might lead publishers to see it as an experiment.
I don't want to make a completely experimental book, because I still do have ambitious one to make a storytelling narrative book. I need a narrative. I need this love story. I need this story. I need two solid characters. So that really bothers me, and I thought if I sort out that, then the book should be published.
Which it was. But Xiaolu understands that she was fortunate.
It's quite difficult for an author to try to be experimental, try to invent a new form. The risk is you're never going to be published. And I think really publisher should support that. And in my case, I did been supported. So I'm a lucky case.
Xiaolu Guo's publishers in Beijing are now interested in translating her English novel into Chinese. For NPR News, I'm Rick Kleffel.